adopting's is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Hour number three. I think Dan is now in our control room, or soon will be. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Last hour, I mentioned how I had posted to Facebook some of the stories about all these cold weather records that were set in the United States on Tuesday. All-time cold temperatures for this day in history since they began keeping records, something like 40 of them. And I mentioned how the carbon Nazis were piling into my Facebook post to try and junk it up with talk about space aliens and all the rest of that stuff. They're in an absolute panic. And they're still pushing the stuff here because I just found a couple more stories here. CBC is running a story how climate change threatens future Winter Olympics venues. And they're basically reporting on a paper that came out of the University of Waterloo, which was one of the institutions caught in the original ClimateGate scandal with the leaked emails and computer code that proved they were just rigging this whole thing. But the CBC is quoting them as gospel truth source that because of global warming, the Winter Olympics might be in trouble. And if this were the year 2015, Sochi would not be able to host the Winter Olympics because there'd be no snow on the ground, which is what they were saying back in 2000. Snow is a thing of the past. Oh, my goodness. And upping the ante here, we have this other story. This is coming. This is actually from Ben Swan, who, by the way, is going to be on our show next Wednesday. UN report blames free trade for climate change. Oh, all of this trade all over the globe. They're burning up fossil fuels on those cargo ships and everything, which, yes, they are. And it's a good argument for allowing cargo ships to start using nuclear technology if it can be handled safely, thorium reactors. But they're still out there pushing this stuff. We're in our second major freeze of this winter with meteorologists saying we're going to keep getting hit with these all the way to Groundhog Day. And they're still flooding the media. Oh, there's global warming. Pay no attention to this. No, it's global warming. It's global warming. Now, from a public relations point of view, it makes no sense to be pushing the global warming theory in the middle of a hard winter. So there's obviously time pressure involved. And that's why I absolutely know as soon as the spring melt gets here, about June or July, Obama's going to hit you with a carbon tax. Because he didn't get the bucks he thought he was going to get from Obamacare. So they're going to be screaming about environment and climate. Oh, carbon, global warming. And it's all a hoax. Anybody who says there's no such thing as a wide-ranging government conspiracy to deceive the American public, or the entire planet in this case, we've got one. Staked out there on the ground, naked for you to study for your education and enjoyment. Because you had the United Nations involved, the IPCC. You had these educational institutions like Penn State, University of East Anglia, University of Waterloo. You had government agencies like NOAA, which got caught red-handed trying to fudge temperature data yet again. NASA was involved. They're all players in this global warming, carbon tax, carbon credit agenda. Now, getting back to the economy here, there was a very interesting article out of Mike S. Franklin's blog called Conspiracy Fact. And in it, he is laying out how anybody who was saying a few years ago that there really wasn't a lot of gold bullion left in Fort Knox or the New York Federal Reserve was being dismissed as a conspiracy nut. Oh, you're a conspiracy wacko. That's incredibly silly. And he's pointing out how, based on all the evidence that we can find, especially with this intractable position by the New York Federal Reserve that nobody who has deposited gold in their vaults is allowed to look at it, it does appear we were right. And we see this time and time again. Back when Al Gore was first launching Inconvenient Truth, and I said there are serious problems with this human-caused global warming stuff, I got all emails, oh, you're a conspiracy nut, you're a wacko, you're a kook. Well, you know, time has basically said who was right and who was wrong. And if you're standing out there holding a snow shovel in your hand and listening to this thing on headphones from your local micro-broadcaster, I'm pretty sure you know who had the truth and who was out there selling you a carbon credit here. Now, story out of NS, that's in November Sierra, November Bravo Charlie. Federal Reserve refused to submit to an audit of Germany's gold held in U.S. vaults. And this is a story from a few years ago before this really got ugly. And it chronicles all the steps that Germany did to try and verify the presence of their gold bullion stored at the New York Federal Reserve. Now, this goes all the way back to post-World War II when there was a threat of a Soviet invasion, which turned out to be not that big a deal. And the Federal Reserve went around to the entire world during World War II and said, here, give us your gold. You know, we'll be the last nation standing. We'll protect your gold, and we'll give you these gold certificates for it. And then nations who came back and tried to turn in the gold certificates were told, oh, those are counterfeit. Those are obviously fake. We didn't make those, and they kept the gold here. And it looks like they've been playing fast and loose with Germany's gold. Germany wanted to inspect it, and the Federal Reserve said, no, there's a security problem, and we don't have any room for visitors. And finally, Germany was allowed to visit the gold vaults, and they were only allowed into the vault's anteroom area and shown five gold bars. And they were not allowed to look anywhere else. Then the Germany came back a second time, and the Fed opened up one vault in which there appeared to be some gold bars, but the Germans were not allowed to walk in and not allowed to touch. And then they were sent home. Now, imagine if you rent a safety deposit box at your local bank in which you keep your silver and gold coins and some of your heirloom jewelry, grandmother's gold bracelet. And then you decide you're going to go take it out. And you go down to the safety deposit box and go to the bank. And the bank says, no, they can't let you have the gold and jewelry for 8 years. So you say, well, can I at least look in the box and make sure it's there? And the bank says, no. Here, we'll show you one gold coin. And we'll show you this bracelet from a distance. You're not allowed to touch it. Now you understand why the Germans are concerned. Because what's going on here, the Germans did not open a savings account with the Federal Reserve where the money goes in and the Federal Reserve can just do whatever they want with it. This was storage for which the Federal Reserve charges Germany a fee. Remember that scandal a while back where Goldman Sachs was selling paper gold, saying we've got gold on storage in our vaults represented by the paper, and by the way, we're charging you a storage fee for that gold bullion. And it turned out the gold wasn't really there, and Goldman Sachs was still charging people a fee to store gold that didn't exist. Now, Germany sent over their gold bullion, 0.999 fine pure bars, stamped with a German logo and serial numbered for identification. And it's supposed to just be kept there. Now, the Federal Reserve has just sent back a tiny, tiny fraction of gold to Germany, far less than they committed to send under this 8-year plan. And it's not the original stamped and numbered bars, but recast bars. And according to Glenn Beck, these bars are only 90% pure. This is like your bank handing you a cheap piece of costume jewelry and saying, well, it isn't your grandmother's gold bracelet, but it is a bracelet, and you should be happy with that. That's what's going on out there. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. Lynn in Washington, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. If I can get back to this climate change. Mm-hmm. According to a Daniel Helper from the Weekly Standard, mm-hmm. he is talking about Obama focusing on climate change on it, and his energy, climate, and taxes are a sizable portion, he says.
Okay.
According to him, He's got a part of some of the speech, and once again, Obama's talking about executive actions and over.
And a carbon tax. Yeah. That's why they're trying to sell this global warming in the midst of a hard winter. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you, Lynn. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I can confirm that Dan the Man is now in our control room and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, following up on that last phone call, and I'm sorry we had to cut it off because it underscores what I've been saying. This whole global warming thing is being pushed right now because it's going to be the foundation for Obama to seize more power, carry out more executive orders. Apparently, Obama has issued more executive orders than pretty much every other president in the entire history of this nation put together at this point. He's stroke of the pen, law of the land situation. And with Obamacare having utterly failed to produce the tax revenues that this government desperately needs to continue its war agenda, it's a given at this point. as soon as the snow and ice starts to melt away, Obama's going to come in here saying we must pay a carbon tax to save the world. And it's going to be a difficult sell because, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the European Union is looking at ending these targets for renewable energy production and carbon output, saying it's too hard to enforce, it is costing them way too much money, and it doesn't seem to be accomplishing much of anything. And again, over in Europe, they're experiencing this same hard winter that we are. And so their people are saying, look, this global warming nonsense, it is over and done with. But the U.S. is going to stick with it because right now they're desperate for any excuse they can use to take more money out of your pocket. Now, speaking of money, up in Davos, where they're having this financial summit, and I'm sure they're standing around those cocktail parties looking at each other and saying, how will we fix this mess? And I'm sure with enough alcohol consumption, they're probably coming up with some really wild ideas about how they can keep this whole global private central banking scam going just a little bit longer. But apparently Benjamin Netanyahu got up there and made this amazing speech in which he said, Israel isn't what's wrong with the Middle East. It's what's right in the Middle East. And basically is trying to talk all of these global financial personalities into focusing their foreign investment on Israel, saying that if all the investment money gets poured into Israel, that that will help Israel's Arab neighbors, in particular the Palestinians. Now talk about chutzpah, because look at all the money that is poured into Israel already, courtesy of the American and Canadian and everybody else taxpayer. Has Israel helped the Palestinians? Has Israel helped their Arab nations, their neighbors, rather? Of course they haven't. This is just Netanyahu saying, give me the money, give me the money, I want more money, 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 greed, 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 greed. I would love to hear the actual audio of that speech to see how many people in the audience laughed at that. But the real focus in Davos is that the world's financial system, interlocked global private central banks, are in a major, major crisis, which they created for themselves. They're already looking, in fact, that's probably what they're talking about in Davos. How do we blame this on China? How do we blame this on Russia? How do we duck the responsibility for this Ponzi scheme banking system collapsing? Meanwhile, also in Europe, three major European pension funds with a combined total of almost half a trillion in euro assets are starting to consider joining the global boycott and divestment movement against Israel and pull all of their deposits out of Israel's banks. That will be a major, major blow, and it shows the boycott movement is working. Which is why Israel's minions all over are trying, oh, you're anti-Semites, you're doing that Quinnell salute, you're, you know, Nazi, 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 Nazi. It's amazing stuff. Here at home, one part of the economy is booming, and that's gun sales. Last year, Colorado witnessed its highest number of gun sales ever, while background check denials dropped in the face of all the increased legislation. All these new background checks and restrictions and everything, apparently people are passing the new restrictions with flying colors. They're not getting the crooks with those background checks. Only 1.9% of the background checks resulted in denials, because the crooks are getting their guns from Fast and Furious. Now, another little problem that we have here is over in Alabama, there's a big story, big scandal breaking, and again, this is only seeing reportage in the European press. Over at Alabama's women's prison, there is an ongoing scandal where the female prisoners have on a regular basis been subject to rape, sodomy, forced to perform live sex acts, forced to perform in strip shows just to get their basic supplies. The guards in this prison are apparently saying, oh, if you want this stuff here, you take off your clothes and do something dirty for me. And again, the European press is reporting this. Not much of a mention here in the United States here. Now, we've talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning again, because I'm trying to get Ron Paul onto the show right now. There is a documentary about Mitt Romney. It was shown at the Sundance Film Festival, along with another documentary about Aaron Swartz. So he's getting his posthumous recognition for all of his activism over the years. And in a quote by Mitt Romney himself toward the end of the film, seems to imply that they stole the GOP nomination away from Ron Paul in 2012, just the same as they did in 2008. And they just openly say, yeah, we, you know, we didn't have the supporters. We basically had to steal the nomination. Now, had the GOP gone with the people's choice, Ron Paul, they would have won the White House in 2008. If they'd gone with the people's choice, Ron Paul, in 2012, they would have won the White House. But I guess wrecking your own party is worth it to keep enemies of the Federal Reserve out of the White House. And both these traditional parties' leadership is completely corrupted by Wall Street, by Israel. We saw that demonstrated last year at the in 2012 at the Democratic National Convention. Absolute shameless behavior by the leadership. Saw it with the Republican leadership. It's just their own little private club, and they don't want anybody coming in to mess things up, because the moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. Neither one tolerates the presence of the other. And what that means is once a government goes starts to go bad, it goes all the way bad very, very, very quickly. Now, interesting little story. This is actually from Fox News. Apparently there was this young man who became a very young millionaire, was viewed as a successful businessman. Then it turned out he was actually a con man. He got caught at that. Repented, found religion, became a pastor, and just got convicted yesterday of embezzling some $3 million from his church down in San Diego. Apparently over in Italy, they just arrested a pastor who got drunk and exposed himself to some people in the streets. Now, if you want to believe that there's a God up there, that's fine. But you should decide for yourself how best to worship or obey and not go into these commercial establishments and let them tell you what to think and what to believe and how to act, because those are not very good people in there, in large part. I know there are some good people. The people we work with here in the food programs are all good people. But it does seem like a lot of people of ill intent, especially child molesters, they want those robes because they can hide their black hearts under those white robes. And they got away with it for a lot of years. Oh, you don't suspect a priest of doing this sort of thing. Yeah, you should and you ought to. That's the track record. All righty, we're coming up on a commercial break. We will be right back after these few words.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers at republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
And aloha, America. Like. Welcome back to our show here. And a couple of program notes here. For those of you watching this program on BAM User TV, and I know I get a lot of emails from you about problems with the BAM User stream, I've just been notified by BAM User. They're going to upgrade our server for this program next Monday, and unfortunately, the time when they're scheduled to switch the server over will coincide with the third hour of Monday's broadcast. So if you're watching on Monday and the stream quits after hour number two, that's the reason they're moving us onto a new server, and hopefully all of these problems with intermittent connection and breaking up of audio and video are going to go away with this thing. another comment here. We were mentioning earlier in the week where analysts are now saying that the ratio of paper gold to physical gold is now estimated to be 400 to 1. That's an insane amount of leveraging. What that means is that for every 1 ounce of real physical gold out there, there are paper contracts for 400 ounces. Obviously, no way to satisfy those contracts. They're trying to keep this little pyramid, reserve, fractional system of gold going a little bit longer. It is only a matter of time before it starts to fall apart. In fact, even as the stock market was taking a little bit of a dip today, gold prices started back up again. Remember, over the long term, gold and silver prices go up. So if you have physical silver and gold, please hang on to it. Hang on to it. If you don't have silver and gold, please go over to the Republic Trading Group. There's an ad at my website. There's an ad at the top of the republicbroadcasting.org website. And part of the proceeds from those purchases of silver and gold will go to fund the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we need all of the help that we can get right now to keep broadcasting, to keep out there on the satellite, to keep out there reaching all of these people, to give them the facts they need to know to make good choices, because the liars are spending millions and millions of dollars to deceive you. How much is it worth to you to keep getting the facts you need to have? So you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. There's a donate button. If you hit it, it'll take you to a page with a PayPal link and a postal address if you prefer to be anonymous, like that gentleman who called in from Spain. Or you can call 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Pledge your support. If you pledge $100 or more, you get your choice of an RBN t-shirt and coffee mug. 25 one-ounce copper commemorative rounds. Copper is now becoming an investment metal. Or if you ask for it specifically and provide a mailing address, you will get a CD copy of Claire Rivero's Christmas Without Borders, autographed by Claire and I. There we are. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Bob in West Virginia. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was. It takes a while for stuff to sink in when you say it. When you were talking about Fukushima, and there's nothing they can do.
Yes.
I propose maybe there is something.
What would that be?
We're surrounded by these injection wells out here where I'm at. Now, suppose we drill an injection well down there to the core and pump in graphite and stop this reaction. Then maybe pump in cement or whatever, lead, to try to encase it and stop it, because eventually it's going to affect everybody in the world.
Well, it already is, and graphite would be a great moderator. It's used for the control rods of the reactor, but the problem is once the reactor core melts and goes down below the building, and apparently the Japanese government is now admitting that's actually happened at Reactor 3, it forms a single solid mass, and there is no place inside to get the graphite between the uranium atoms. We could put graphite all around the outside, but that's not going to stop the ongoing fission. And the problem with drilling down into that reactor mass is you're going to encounter temperatures that will melt the drill bit.
Uh-huh. Okay. That was something. You know, it seems like we got to do something, even if it's wrong.
It does, and I have a lot of people. One good friend of mine is constantly sending suggestions, and I feel bad having to knock them down for various engineering and geological reasons. But, yeah, it is a mess. I put a lot of thought into this. I can't think of anything. I mean, the ideal blue sky fantasy is a giant 1 mile wide bucket on a 10 mile steam shovel that just grabs the entire reactor complex out of the world and dumps it into one of these extinct volcanoes on one of these Pacific islands. But that's a bit of engineering that is really, it's a little into the future.
That would still spew radiation around the world.
Well, the thing is, volcano lava is roughly the equivalent of poured concrete. And we have these islands here in the South Pacific that are these extinct volcanoes with these gigantic empty pipes down the middle of them. If you put it in there, at least it's not going to leach out into the ocean water the way it is doing through that strata underneath Fukushima. And it's not a pure, perfect solution, but it's certainly a lot better than just letting it sit there on the coast of Japan poisoning the Pacific. But right now, there just really isn't anything that they can do about it. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot, Bob. Interesting story coming out of RIMF.com. Apparently, Netflix customer base is up in arms over the ending of net neutrality because one of the implications by this court decision is that internet service providers will be allowed to charge high bandwidth users like Netflix an additional fee to carry their traffic on their cables. And of course, that fee will be passed on to the Netflix end users. Same thing with all these other subscription services that use a lot of bandwidth for content delivery. Prices for them are going to go up. And apparently, the Netflix users are already banding together to try and go back and say, we need, common carrier applies to phone lines, Why does it not continue to apply to the computer networks? And, of course, I think pretty much everybody is upset with the end of network neutrality, except, of course, for the ISPs themselves, because it opens the door to new revenues. But the greatest concern, of course, is that when they're giving additional bandwidth to these paying users like Netflix, they're going to be taking it away from websites that can't afford the additional fees, like WhatReallyHappened.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. And so there already seems to be a mass public outcry over this, that the pushback is happening against this government and these corporations on so many fronts right now. People are getting angry, and that is a good thing here. We were talking a little while ago about this horrible chemical spill in West Virginia, where they first said there was this one chemical that went into the water. It's in West Virginia. It's already down into Ohio, getting into the Mississippi River. Then they hemmed and hawed and came back and said, well, there was a second chemical in there, even more toxic, one of the fracking chemicals. West Virginia initially announced the water was perfectly safe to drink. 100 people went to the hospital over the weekend. Now the West Virginia governor is telling the residents of West Virginia, you're going to have to just check for yourself and decide for yourself if your water is safe or not. Now, if you've got a lot of these contaminants in your water, it's going to be very obvious because it smells like licorice. But absent a chemistry testing set, you may not know if your water contains minute amounts of these chemicals, and they are highly toxic. Highly toxic. Now, Monsanto is facing a little bit of a pushback from within its own stockholders. There's a resolution filed by Harrington Investments asking Monsanto's board of directors to prepare a report assessing the potential financial risks posed to their shareholders by GMO operations in the wake of numerous lawsuits propping up around the world and, in fact, actual foreign governments banning GMO. And they're looking at all this money they've invested in this technology and realizing they might actually not get the return on it. Kind of the same thing the health insurance companies are going through with the Affordable Care Act. So Monsanto is starting to get pressure from their own shareholders that maybe this wasn't such a good idea. And they're not doing it because of concern for the environment, or maybe some of them are, but they're basically looking at the bottom line and saying this could backlash financially against the entire corporation. Getting back on the subject of vaccines, and by the way, the individual who called in about that book from the 1890s about vaccines being a scam sent in a link to an online version of that. That is now up on the front page of WhatReallyHappened.com, along with the other article I mentioned earlier in the show, Selective Memory, about how MEMRI is actually a propaganda organization that provides translations of Arab media articles to the West that deliberately try and portray the Arab nations in the poorest possible light. So those are up there for you to look at here. Now, there is a new study, this is reported over in Natural News, about yet another adjuvant in vaccine, aluminum hydroxide, which is now proven to be the cause of neurological disease and may be the cause for Gulf War syndrome. Remember when the Pentagon was telling all these soldiers, oh, it's in your head. It's just in your head. Really? You're just imagining it. Nope. Really was a problem. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Maybe I'm afraid you know. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Fight with Arrow. Open your eyes. Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Maybe I'm afraid you
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to share a little story with you. My wife and I like to go out to flea markets and yard sales, and because, you know, in exchange for a pocketful of change, you can pour through the private lives of other people. And at the flea market that they have at this old abandoned drive-in movie down at the bottom of the hill, one day I spotted this wooden box with this little coil on top. When you open the lid, there was a coil and a bunch of wires and other stuff that was for sale for something. It was like $5, and it looked like a piece of junk, but I recognized what it was. And what it was this electroshock therapy machine from the 1920s. Now, today, it's considered quack medicine. But when this machine was being made and sold, it was found in doctors' offices because they thought mild electric shock was going to cure all kinds of things. And there was a little comb attachment in there to treat your hair and prevent balding. And there were some other attachments that really I can't describe on the radio. And I got this thing, and my niece-in-law is a physician for the United States Air Force. So I sent it to her as an office decoration. But it is a reminder that Orthodox medicine definitely goes off on some very bizarre directions, driven by the desire to sell treatments and products and so forth. And we here in 2014 look back almost 100 years ago to the 1920s, 1930s, and we look at some of the goofy things that medicine was doing to people. And it should be a reminder that come the year 2100, they're probably going to be looking back at what's going on now with GMO and vaccines and realize, boy, were they really stupid to have gone down those paths. I know under corporate media, propaganda, TV shows, movies, we're all raised to think that we are at the height of our technological civilization, which is correct, but that we have found all the answers. We have solved all the problems. We don't make those same stupid mistakes that were made so long ago. And we don't. We just make new ones. And you need to be aware of that. That just because somebody is in a white lab coat does not make them a god. We know that our current medical establishment practitioners are subjected to endless propaganda by the pharmaceutical companies, even starting in medical school and as they go into practice. We know that these corporate medical establishments are driven by profit, not health. And you need to be very cautious. And the more you can take care of your own health and stay away from the doctors, I think the better you're going to be. Now, I'm not a Christian Scientist. If I break a leg or I have some other disaster like my appendix ruptures or something, yeah, I'm going to go to the doctor and I'm going to roll the dice and take my chance. But for the minor little ailments that come along and my occasional bouts of whatever I'm dealing with, I'm not going to go down and say, give me a pill. Because the risk is simply too great. And if you don't believe me, just watch those commercials on TV right now where they're marketing the latest patented molecule to come out of a laboratory. And yes, this will make your skin look better. You might die taking it, but it's a small price to pay for physical beauty or whatever else it is they're selling. Technology can be a blessing, but not if it is being recklessly handled. And unfortunately, with money junkies firmly in control of science, finance, government, there's very, very bad decision-making going on out there. And I think we just need to be cautious. And we need to stop being mentally dependent on somebody in a giant laboratory to decide what's best for us. Or the Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. They're making decisions based on finances and tax revenues, not on what is really going to work for the general public, from which we have had the disasters of the Deepwater Horizon, fracking, GMO. Anyway, so let's see, getting on down here to some last stories. Another story coming, this is out of Blacklisted News, apparently relying on their indemnification from the Homeland Security Act. Vaccine makers during this current flu season are pushing a flu shot that is apparently untested on pregnant women. They're urging pregnant women to get this flu shot, and it's never been tested on pregnant women in any kind of a setting. They just say, well, you know, go for it. And that's very reckless. That developing human being inside that woman is very, very delicate. And it just takes a tiny, tiny chemical insult to trigger major problems. Look at the thalidomide scandal is a good example. Another story coming out of Natural News, where the CDC has been caught colluding with vaccine makers to conceal the number of deaths of babies caused by vaccines. This is coming out of an investigation by the Vaccine Information Network. And even though the CDC's own science proves that vaccines are causing increases in fetal deaths, the public face is still, we're going to warn you, doom and gloom, if you don't get your kid vaccinated, all sorts of bad things are going to happen. One scientist documented a 1,000% spike in fetal death reports during the 2009-10 H1N1 pandemic hoax. Remember the when pigs fly flu? And there's another parallel scandal with that. It's coming out more and more that this so-called shaken baby syndrome, which has resulted in parents being sent to jail, may not exist. Because the so-called symptoms of shaken baby syndrome happen to also match vaccine poisoning, adjuvant poisoning. Now, caller called in earlier about Fukushima. I got a couple of stories about that. Apparently, the reason that soldiers working with the contamination at Fukushima are not being given protective gear is out of concern for the adverse reaction the public would have. We don't want to alarm the public, so we're going to send the workers in there without special protective clothing so we can go on saying this looks, you know, it looks safe and clean and they're not worried, therefore you shouldn't be. Remember on 9/11 where the head of the EPA told all those first responders, police and fire, the air is safe around the collapsed World Trade Towers, go on down there and do what you've got to do, and most of those people came down with mesothelioma, cancers, leukemia, all of this situation. You, as an ordinary citizen of the United States of America, including the police and fire department, you are considered disposable chips in the public relations game. And Japan is doing the same thing to their people. Alaska is still refusing to test seafood for radiation. Their position is whatever is coming over from Fukushima, bananas are much more radioactive, and, you know, you love bananas, don't you? They don't actually know whether the fish are more radioactive than bananas. That's just their statement here. By the way, speaking of the Deepwater Horizon disaster back in 2010 here, a former Halliburton manager who destroyed the evidence in the aftermath of British Petroleum's blowout, he destroyed the evidence for the lawsuits. He got 1 year of probation as his punishment. No jail, no fine. Just for the next year, he's got to call his parole probation officer every once in a while and say, yeah, I'm still out here doing what I'm doing. I think he got fined a grand total of $1,000 for destroying the evidence that would have allowed everybody in the Gulf states to sue British Petroleum and Deepwater Horizon for damages. We know that manual blowout preventer was 4 years overdue for its necessary maintenance. That is criminal neglect. And he gets 1 year of probation here. By the way, real quick story. That 19-year-old Pennsylvania track star who threw herself off a parking garage, it's been confirmed she was under treatment by a psychiatrist or psychologist. No mention of what medication she was on before she flung herself off. That's it for our show. We're going to head on out of here. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Every little penny will help us. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
With financial